Howdy folks, I'm Mark. Thanks for joining me for this short talk about video games, and you are listening to Quick Play, so let's get right into it. So if you have been around, you may be aware of Metacritic Golf, which is a little game we play where you all guess the ultimate Metacritic scores of a handful of major games coming out. In 2023, that spanned the full year, but in 2024, we are taking it in quarters, so participants gave their guesses of 12 pre-selected games, but only their best 9 scores counted towards their final score. So that's to add a buffer in case any games got delayed, but for quarter one, for January, February, and March, all 12 games came out within those 3 months, so everyone had their 3 worst scores dropped. But aside from this being just a fun little game, and we'll get to the winners, it also turns into some good content to look back at the games that came out in the past few months and think about how we perceived them versus how we received them. And as we go along, I will shout out the closest guesses for each game. And if you'd like to follow along with a visual aid, there's a link to some Google Slides in the description. And now, we will work through the 12 games chronologically, plus a few tangents along the way of some games that were not guessed upon. But for what it's worth, I didn't actually play any of the games. I don't think that really matters, but I thought it was worth mentioning since I don't talk about any personal experience here. But let's dive right in. So overall, we had 19 participants. Our collective average guess came out to about 82.2. Meanwhile, our average Metacritic score for all 12 games was an 80.3. So we were off by about a little less than 2 points there, which is pretty good overall. We were a little more optimistic, which is not to say that 2024 didn't come out swinging. It certainly did. We will get right into that here, with our first game being Prince of Persia: The Lost Crown, which was released January 18th for just about everything. That came out to an 86 on Metacritic. We, on average, guessed an 80. So this is the little Metroidvania that could, which it did way better than we expected and had lots of praise as kind of this first major release that came out in the year. Ubisoft doesn't have the strongest track record, and Prince of Persia has kind of been a long dormant franchise, so this was a surprise to see early on, and even more a surprise to see how much people loved it. But I definitely want to get to this one eventually. I do want to shout out here, our closest shots are a 4-way tie between Dorian, Jake Martin, Landry Smith, and Nate Foote, who are all just one away from the exact score. Next up was The Last of Us Part 2 Remastered, which came out January 19th, just for PlayStation 5. That scored a 90. We guessed about an 89. And so our guesses were largely split down the middle of what as high as 95 and a lowest as at an 80. It certainly justified its existence, and the low price for a simple upgrade was received really well. I believe if you already own Last of Us Part 2, you could pay 10 bucks and get remastered for just simply that. So really turned into this nice little victory lap for this highly praised game and a highly praised HBO series. So good for it. All right, we have another 4-way tie for our closest here between Bergen, Billy Cox, Josh, Amazed by Grace, and Nate McKeever. All nailed it, right at 90. Good job, guys. We have our first tangent here for, I want to shout out that Pal World, the Pokemon with Guns game that released also January 19th in early access, so had no review scores, but it proved to be a very big success for the PC crowd and for Xbox Game Pass. It also caused a whole lot of debate around what is a ripoff or what is inspired by or approved upon, which may be a discussion we'll get into here soon-ish. Next up was Like a Dragon Infinite Wealth. This came out January 26th for Xbox, PlayStation, PC, scored an 89. We guessed an 87, so we already had really high expectations for this, but it was even better than we thought, which is really a running theme for a lot of these January games. But yeah, well-loved, well-liked. Our closest shots here, another 4-way tie. They're not all ties here, but Jacob, Landry Smith, myself and Nate Foote were all exact on the money at 89. Following that, we had Tekken 8 come out January 26th for Xbox, PlayStation, and PC. Similar vein here, scored a 90. We guessed an 85, which, so this took us all a little bit by surprise by how strong it came out. Except for one outlier at 78, everyone had their guesses in the 80s. And it did one better by coming in at a 90. So it's a beloved fighting game now with a really passionate community, helped by the social media presence of Katsuhiro Harada, director and producer of the game, who is very active and is willing to engage the rabble a little bit. Shout out here to Sojourner, who is just one away from the score of 90. So the high praise kind of stops here at the end of January. Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League released February 2nd for those Xbox, PlayStation, PC, sliding in at a 60. Our average guess was a 73. So we all had fairly low expectations, and it was way worse than we expected. Seemed to languish a little too long in development purgatory, and just one of those games that gives live service a bad taste. But it has its fans, and a few outspoken developers I've seen are pretty proud of what they've made. This ended up being dropped for a lot of people, for most participants here, but one person was only one away, and that was Parker Deal. Well done. A few tangents now. Persona 3 Reload shares a birthday with Suicide Squad. Came in at a very nice 87. Followed up by Helldivers 2. It was a surprise hit that I passed on including on this because I thought it looked like a generic shooter. But it released February 8th and has and still enjoyed the spotlight for a while now. This is more of an example of a live service game done well, even if it also has exhausted the discourse around what is or isn't satire. We are back into our main course with Banishers, Ghosts of New Eden, which arrived February 13th for Xbox, PlayStation, and PC. Came in at a 77. We guessed a 78, so we are right on the money here. Fairly standard action game from Don't Nod, developers behind Life is Strange and Jusant, one of my favorites from last year. It's a respectable score and was kind of down the middle of our guesses. We had a fairly wide spread between 70 and 89. Some people thought this looked good. Some people thought this may have been a Forspoken situation. But the closest here were Josh Broccolo, Nate McKeever, and Nook Porch all got hole-in-ones at that 77. Well done, guys. Banishers was followed up by another stinker with Skull and Bones on February 16th for Xbox, PlayStation, and PC. Final score at a 59. We guessed on average a 72. This was another one that was just way worse than we thought. Also another one that spent its days in development hell, being first announced in E3 2017, 7 years ago. And another live service game that might as well have been a dead service game. So we all had much higher hopes, including one optimist who guessed it coming in 89. You know who you are. But one person saw how this was going to go, and that was AJ McCray. Got this one exactly right, nailing 59. Next up was Mario vs. Donkey Kong, released February 16th for Nintendo Switch. This came in at 79. We guessed an average of 81, so fairly close there. This is a remake of the Game Boy Advance cult-ish classic, maybe. 76 is by all means decent, but the Nintendo polish just couldn't bump this one up, and most of us had higher hopes. The closest here were two hole-in-ones from AJ McCray with a back-to-back hole-in-one, and Jeff Wofford. Well done, guys. We now have our next tangent here with Balatro, released February 20th at a 90. This roguelike poker game was a sleeper hit that seemingly came out of nowhere. Certainly, I had no idea it was where it was coming from. But it seems to have just the quintessentially viral growth that is still going strong, and people are still talking about it more and more. Next up, rounding out February, was Final Fantasy VII Rebirth on February 29th for PlayStation 5. This was a highly anticipated game that slid in at a 92. We guessed on average a 90, so even that high expectations didn't disappoint. It certainly made a big splash when it released, but didn't seem to dominate the discourse for long. But also, it did have the most consistent guesses of any of us all, with a spread of only 10 points from 85 to 95. Seven people guessed to be a 90, four guessed to be a 91, but only one person got it just right at 92, and that was Nick Porch. So now we'll head into March with another tangent that was not guessed on, being Expeditions: A Mudrunner Game, released March 5th at a 78. It doesn't really have a place here, but I picked it in my Fantasy Critic League, and I'm looking forward to picking up it eventually. And if we had known the release date ahead of time, it absolutely would have been here. So there you go. Next up was Unicorn Overlord, released March 8th for just about every system. This came in at an 86. We guessed it'd be an 82. This is the latest tactical RPG from Vanillaware. Despite having the most ridiculous name of these games, it received a pretty respectable score that was overall higher than most of us expected. Our closest here were Dalton Fuller and myself, were exactly right with 86. So, good job for that game. I'm sure it's a great time. One final tangent here, we had Rise of the Ronin, one of three fairly major games that all released March 22nd. That sits at a 76, and it's a game out there for you if you're into it. The other March 22nd game was Dragon's Dogma 2, which released for Xbox, PlayStation, and PC, which came in at an 85, and what do you know? We guessed an 85. We nailed this one as a whole collective. Dragon's Dogma 2 is certainly still enjoying its time in the spotlight as of beginning of April here, and seems to be well-respected. If not a little divisive, but I see some clips out there. It seems like a good time. Our shout-outs here to three hole-in-ones, including Billy Cox, Dalton Fuller, and Parker Deal. Well done. And finally, wrapping up here, we have Princess Peach Showtime, with the exclamation point, released March 22nd for Nintendo Switch. That came in at 74. We guessed on average an 84. This is the other first-party Nintendo game of these 12 games, and the only original one. Folks were certainly excited about this being the first game with Peach as the title role in almost 20 years, but its more simplistic and kid-friendly approach seemed to bring it down a bit. It's a bit of a bummer, but maybe a fun time for the right young audience. The closest shot here was A Lone Pessimist from Josh, Amazed by Grace, but not amazed by Princess Peach, who was one away. So even in just these 3 months, it has been a strong year. Four games, when you include Bellatro, scored a 90 or higher, which is nothing to sneeze at. We're at a bit of a lull now in major releases in early April, which means it's a great time to play quarter two of Metacritic Golf, which is linked below in the description. You can get your answers in before reviews go up for either Ayudin Chronicle or Tales of K'Zera. Those each release April 23rd. So I'd say try to get this in by April 15th to be on the safe side. You don't have to have participated in quarter one to join in now. So we'd love to have you be a part of this. But speaking of which, we need to get to our results of quarter one. So remember how this worked is all players guessed for all 12 games, but only their best nine were taken, so three scores were dropped, and that will certainly benefit some and will be to the chagrin of a few others. So if you hear me talking about total score versus final score is with all 12 games summed up. Final score is with those three worst dropped. And now before we get into our final standings, a few one-off awards to give to you all. We have the scorekeeper, who had the lowest total amount dropped from their total score to get to their final score, and that was Parker Deal, who only had 23 points dropped. Good for all you, Parker. Next up are the holy rollers, who had the most hole-in-ones. This is actually a six-way tie between AJ McRae, Billy Cox, Dalton Fuller, myself, Nate McKeever, and Nick Porch. All got two hole-in-ones. Well done to us all. Next up is the Mulligan Master, who most benefited from dropping scores. This is how many places they gained by having their worst scores dropped. That is a tie between Berrigan and Clucky. Each of y'all gained five places from dropping those bad scores. Next is the average Joe, who is the closest to the collective average. If you took the average guess of all of us and that was your guess, we had Josh Broccolo had the exact same final score as the collective average. An honorary award to Berrigan, who had the same total score as our collective average. Well done to you both. One other one here is the Consistency King, who had the lowest spread in distance from the correct answer, and that was also Parker Deal. Well done for you. All right, so now we will shout out our top three. Coming in at number three is Josh Broccolo with a final score of 26. Second place here is Berrigan with a total score of 24, and our grand prize winner for quarter one 2024 at a score of 19 points, Dalton Fuller. Well done to you. Good job. Then running down the rest of the standings, starting at number four is actually our collective average. Fifth place, Alex Castellanos. Then Billy Cox, Landry Smith, Nate Foote, AJ McCray, Parker Deal, Nick Porch, myself, Mark Erickson, Sojourner, Jake Martin, Clucky, Nate McKeever, Josh, Amazed by Grace, Jeff Wofford, Dorian, and Jacob. Well done, everyone. Thank you all for playing. All right, so I hope you all enjoyed this little trip down memory lane for January, February, and March of this year we're currently in. As a reminder, Metacritic Golf Quarter 2 2024, it's up now. Go out and make your guesses and participate in the action. Our final segment here, what am I playing? I am back into Stardew Valley. Who would have thought? Thank you again for joining me, and thank you for listening in. You can follow us on the major podcasting services. You can find us on the proper socials at Quick Play Pod, and let us know what is your favorite game released in 2024 so far. And that is all the time we have for today. Thanks. Bye.